Hey, it's Chris Jones, co-host of the Jones Zone podcast. Thank you for listening to this episode. When it concludes, do us a favor and leave a review. Leaving a review is the fastest way to grow our audience, and we want to make sure we share this podcast with the most people possible. Also, for anyone that doesn't know, Brian and I own the Jones Zone real estate team. So if you're looking to buy, sell, rent, or invest in residential real estate in the Charlotte, Fort Mill, Rock Hill, York County area, hit us up. Call or text 803-810-2230. Lastly, not only do we use this podcast as a way to help promote local business owners and entrepreneurs, but Brian and I also own Jones Zone Marketing. If you're a small or medium-sized business looking for a way to generate more leads or looking to spruce up your marketing with videos, landing pages, sales funnels, membership sites, or more, hit us up at joneszonemarketing.club, C-L-U-B. All right, enjoy the show.
It's Chris and Brian Jones, your real estate advocates, community connectors, talking Charlotte and York County area real estate and interviewing business owners, entrepreneurs, and community leaders. Welcome to the Jones Zone Podcast.
3, 2, 1, hit it.
Welcome to the Jones Zone Podcast. You thought I was going to interrupt, didn't you?
Well, yeah, because you interrupted me yesterday.
Yeah, you were looking at me, waiting for me to interrupt you. Mm. Do you want to do it over?
No, why would we do it over? Just proceed, man.
I thought maybe you wanted to be interrupted.
Tonight's a big night for you, Chris. What you got going on tonight?
Tonight I am doing open mic night at the Comedy Zone, which I have not done in at least 10 years, at least.
Yeah, probably, it's been a while.
Probably more than that.
Been a decade.
Probably closer to 15. But, I don't know, it was always something I thought was fun back in the day, and I wanted to get back out there and try it.
What kind of material? Test the material out on us. Like,
I got a,
what's the deal? What's those peanuts?
Yeah, basically. No grapes, no nuts. But anyways, no, you'll have to, check. I'm sure somebody will take a video or something and check it out if you can't come. Did you make childcare arrangements?
You know what? Blair got her days mixed up.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, what a
blessing. So I'll be there. I'll be there.
Well, very cool.
Be there to heckle you.
I'm sorry?
I'll be there to heckle you.
Oh, okay.
Get him off stage.
All right. Today we are joined by Carrie Greathouse Schaefer, and she's involved with all sorts of cool stuff. She is the owner and broker in charge and real estate agent over at Metro Village Properties. So if you're looking to buy or sell a house and you can't use us for some reason, contact Carrie. She also has a blog called Carrie's Kitchen where she shares recipes and all sorts of cool things about cooking and eating and all that fun stuff. And she is currently running for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society Woman of the Year. So if you don't know, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, or LLS, is the world's largest voluntary health agency dedicated to blood cancer. Their mission is to cure leukemia, lymphoma, Hodgkin's disease, and to improve the quality of life of patients and their families. LLS funds life-saving blood cancer research around the world and provides free information for support services. So good luck on your campaign.
Thank you.
And welcome to the Jones Zone. Good to have you.
Good to have you. Sorry, my hands are cold.
No, that's all right. So that was a quick, brief introduction of who you are and what you do. But if you don't mind, share a little bit of your personal story and some of your professional background and then how you got into doing all the awesome things that you're doing.
You want the long story and a short version?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so I've been in Charlotte now since 2001. I moved down here actually June 1st of 2001. I moved from Ohio, actually, just south of Cleveland. I say just south, but it's actually like an hour and a half south. And there's like little towns, and then there's like a little bit of nothing, and then like in the hole, that's where I'm from.
Oh, okay.
So, and I went to a Division III college, Mount Union. So
yeah, I've heard of Mount Union.
Yes, we have hold the NCAA record for most consecutive wins for football, which is amazing.
Okay.
So it's our little tribute to that. Moved down here and got into real estate and started working and ended up owning my own company, which I love. I actually got into real estate because during college, I was the marketing specialist for a RE/MAX company up in Ohio, and she was one of the fastest growing RE/MAX owners there. So that was really exciting. I have two boys now. They're 11 and soon to be 13. My husband and I have been married for 14 years. Been together 18 years. This July will be 18 years. So I'm doing that and got involved with LLS because I can't say no to my friend Amanda and I want to make her proud. And so I want to not only reach my goal, but I want to like demolish my goal and everybody else's.
Yeah.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about how LLS is so important to you and like just kind of how all this Woman of the Year stuff came up. All
right. So a little background story. I've always felt like with cancer, I've had people affected in my life, around my life, but not personally, like immediately. My friend Angela, a college friend of mine, she lost her first husband very young, like about 30 years old, to leukemia. And then my friend Sammy, also from college, her sister was diagnosed when her sister was only 24 years old, and she lost her life 2 years ago to stage 4 breast cancer. And now my friend Amanda, who I've known for 16 years, my first official neighbor in Uptown when we bought our first townhouse, like they were there. And she's been an amazing woman. Her husband has been deployed multiple times, and just seeing her so strong and brave even through that was amazing, because that's just a whole aspect I've never personally experienced before. She found out she had breast cancer, and then in 2014 she went to remission, and she was just absolutely amazing through the whole process. So strong. I was actually training for my first half marathon, and any time I was like, I don't know if I can do this, she was like, suck it up.
Yeah.
And pretty much that's it.
And what do you say to this?
And what do you say to somebody that's
got shin splints, tough deal.
Yeah, like suck it up, buttercup.
Yeah.
Put some blister balm on it and keep going. And then she was in remission. So she got involved with LLS. She was on a campaign for one of the Men of the Year last year, and she had a ball running, like being part of it. And so now she's on the advisory board, and every year, I was telling Chris earlier, that they throw hats in a names in a hat, and they have to siphon through all the names to pick 8 Men of the Year and 8 Women of the Year. And everybody has to agree upon you, which is really interesting that they actually agreed upon me, because you did a pretty extensive research on me. That was very impressive, kind of scary.
I saw that picture of you as Harry Potter.
Oh, and
she's like, what?
No, actually, that was just this year. So my name made it through, and we met for coffee. And they asked me to be Woman of the Year, to campaign for Woman of the Year. I keep saying to be, because I'm going to be Woman of the Year. The last year's Woman of the Year raised $143,000. I had set my goal at $145,000, and now I think that's just not enough, so I'm pushing it to $210,000.
Jeez.
That's how much I want to raise in the 10-week period. And so I said yes, and then more personal note right now, she found out about 2 weeks later that her cancer was back, stage 4 breast cancer. She went through chemotherapy, didn't have the results that they wanted, so she went through radiation. She's halfway through. She just did her CT scan. No new tumors, and the tumor has actually shrunk a little bit. But so we're still hopeful. After the radiation's done, if it's not completely gone, she would be going through chemo about every 2 to 3 months to keep it at bay until they can figure out another cure on what we do. And that's why this is even more important, is the amount of time from the 60s to today, the money that LLS has put in has seen substantial growth in different researches. Right now in North Carolina, they have $2.59 million of committed research in North Carolina. And all those reach out to different research or different developments that some other companies are afraid to take, to put money into, and they already, you know, they're doing that. It's 8 new research funds.
Afraid to take.
Like, because anytime you're trying something new, there's always that possibility that's going to fail.
Mm-hmm.
And so LLS is one of those ones that it's like, you know what, no, your research is there, everything's there, we're going to back you, and, you know, you're always going to learn something through research. And
right.
So I think that's what makes LLS even more special than some of the other companies.
So how does the LLS structure actually look like? So you guys, so...
What does it actually look like?
What'd I say?
How.
Oh, okay. So what does it actually look like? So how is it structured, and like, what's the purpose of a man or a woman of the year? So like, LLS is a group of people in the community that want to make a difference, and
mm-hmm.
they've joined this society.
So we have, LLS has a national society. So if you go to lls.org, you'll see, you can actually search by regions
of
chapters. In North Carolina, we have our chapter in Charlotte. We have a chapter, they have a chapter in Raleigh. And then the next closest one is going to be Atlanta. Yeah, that's over there. And the money that we raise all goes to the national nonprofit. But then a large portion of it comes back to the community. And that helps with co-pay assistance that helps with education, web seminars, free seminars, family assistance, therapy, things that you need as a cancer patient that would really help you. Last year's Man of the Year, Scott Peterson, he was running, it was his 10-year remission. Mm. And so he ran for Man of the Year. And he told the story about when he first was diagnosed and the bill started coming in, he freaked out. Yeah. I mean, because like it's expensive and people don't understand that. And LLS wrote him a check to cover some of the expenses. And so he vowed right then and there, once he was back on his feet, ready to go, that his first check was going to be back to LLS. So it's a nonprofit that keeps giving to the community as well as pooling all the communities together for a bigger cause, which is really interesting to see how big of an impact we can have.
Do you have a position within LLS?
I do not.
Okay.
I'm strictly doing this because Amanda asked me.
That's awesome.
And I'm competitive.
Yeah, so like the man or the woman of the year,
yes.
Is this based on the money that you raised or is this?
Yes, so it's a 10-week campaign. It's a fundraising campaign.
Okay.
In which they make it fun. So at the end, so it's kicked off was March 22nd. We could not take any money prior to then. On March 22nd, we could start taking money and donations. And then on June 2nd, we have the grand finale gala. And that includes a silent auction, a dinner, and you know, it's kind of, have you been to the Heart Ball?
No, but I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
It's like, it's a big gala to raise even more money with the silent auction items that you bring in as a team. And that's part of your thing. I am running, but I also have a team of 11 people with me. And they are all doing wonderful things between craft sales, workout events, and this. Celia put this together to get the word out there. And we, you know, I have a couple of great auction items that I can't talk about because I don't want my competition to know. So I'm going to blow them out of the water with that. And so at the end of that, whichever team raises the most money, that team member is the man or woman of the year.
That's awesome. So how many people are you going against?
Seven women. Yes.
And the record was
143,000? 143,000.
Jeez.
Yes.
So we got to find out what they did, mimic it, hack it.
And then make it better.
And make it better. Boom. Okay.
So when I found out, I got a really early start. And I decided, like, in December, I was like, okay, I'm going to start putting together my team. And this is me being geeky, I thought of it like either like a Harry Potter team, like a support team. You know, I'm putting together the Avengers or Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
So I started pinpointing all my friends. And it was funny to see some of my friends were like, well, why didn't I get asked? And I was like, well, your husband's on the team. I just figured you would be part of that, you know. And then they were like, well, I want to be. So we started working, and literally, we have been working nonstop since December on putting together some of these events. And it was all just to kick off on March 22nd. And just going from the process of, okay, we're brainstorming and you get out the whiteboard or you start putting all these ideas down to saying, holy crap, that's a lot, to, okay, we have a plan. Let's go and do this, and formulating it and going. So I'm excited to see where we go.
What made Amanda come to you? Did she say, like, did she feel like you have all the characteristics to lead this thing, or?
Yeah, she, when I asked her that, she was just, I mean, Amanda's so wonderful. I love her to death and so strong. And she just thought, because of how passionate I get about things, and when it's for a friend, I would just about do anything. Like, because I love my friends like I love my family, because you know, home is where your heart is, and it's who you surround yourself with. So I always feel like you should surround yourself with people that you would bail out of jail, or they would do the same, basically. Mm-hmm. And I think she just knew going in that I would just dive in and put all my heart into it for her.
Yeah, so. That's amazing. That says a lot about you that she would think that, you know. So.
I know, it's crazy, isn't it?
She
might need her brain checked.
So June 3rd is the final day.
June
2nd is the final day of the fundraising campaign?
Yes, final day. And that night, as soon as they add up everything from the silent auction items, they will announce the winner.
Wow.
And what's nice is this year, they did it last year as well, the silent auction items, they will have a link, and you have an app, a website on your phone, so you don't have to be at the gala to bid on things. And
That's cool.
Yes, and I have some really great things. Black Hawk had donated something really fun and cool. I'm excited. You guys know Black Hawk Hardware?
It's kind of.
Park Ridge Shopping Center. If you've never been there, first of all, they get about free popcorn.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm like, the free popcorn, yes. Yes.
No, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
But
yeah,
Ash
there.
And
yeah.
My friend Ash owns the company with his parents, and they donated a really cool item, which I'm very excited about. I can't give any details away. And then I have friends that have donated some wonderful excursions and getaways, and so it'd be really fun. You can just sit on your couch in your pajamas with your port beer or whatever and just bid on a couple things, and then I'll notify you if you get outbid, and you can be driving everybody at the gala crazy, because that drives me crazy, because I'm like, I'm bidding, I'm good, and then you're like, oh, I'm out.
Oh, I'm out. There's no way I can come up with that.
Who's Barbie 0609?
Yeah.
I'm going to find you.
Username is that? Well, very cool. I wish the best of luck with that.
Thank you.
It's going to be really interesting to follow you. Of course, we'll be cheering you on social media and all that. Do you have to have, are you gonna have like a separate page or just
yes
kinda...
It's a Great to Give LLS.
Okay.
It's if you follow the hashtag great to the letter to give, get it great. My last name is Great House.
Yeah,
that was really clever. No, it wasn't. we tried being
great.
Clever. So there was some really great, like,
that is a good idea. It just went over my head, but
now
yeah.
Is that on Instagram, Facebook?
Okay. Yeah, we're there, and it's just been a lot of fun. This, I know people can't see, but this, as well as running for Man and Woman of the Year, the men run in for Sophia. There are two children of the year as
well.
Oh,
okay.
And Sophia, she's actually going to be finishing up her treatments at the end of May. So June 2nd is going to be like a really big event for her, because she's going to be finished with her treatment. And then Zach is the boy of the year, and that's who the women are running in honor of. And he has finished his treatments, doing very well. He's very cute as a bug little boy. Oh my goodness. And when you see the stories and hear the stories, and I'll have links on the Great to Give page, if you're anybody with semi of a heart, you'll probably need tissues.
Oh yeah,
like
totally.
It's just, it's a funny, not funny story, but that night for the kickoff on March 22nd, we got to meet the boy and the girl of the year, and they got up and they introduced us and everything. It was so sweet, and they showed the videos. Luckily or unluckily for me, I apparently had food poisoning, and so I was trying not to puke, so I did not cry. So that was nice though, because I didn't puke on anybody. I was very excited. My teammates were all hoping that I would puke, because they were like, come on, we can use that in the campaign. Just puke.
She's not ready for the spotlight.
She's not ready. Look at her go. Is that going to be like one of those moments of like total pukeness on? It was so lovely to have food poisoning that night.
what duties do you have, or is the camp, is it kind of over after the on June 2nd, or do you have duties throughout the year if you win?
I did not ask that question. I've been so focused on winning that I should probably ask that. But
she's like, yeah, you need to go to these meetings. They're in Chattanooga, Tennessee. All the women and men of the year from the regions.
No, I think it's just more of just maybe one or two events that you come. And I do know when they start getting ready to kick off the next campaign, they ask some of the men and women back to talk to the new recruits to kind of give them an idea and feel about what they did that worked, what didn't work, what they wish they would have done or wish they would have known to make it even better.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really cool idea. I mean, you think about 8 women.
Mm-hmm.
All hoping to raise, I mean, you guys will get $1 million between
last year,
the 8
yeah.
of you.
Last year they did raise over $1 million, which was very excited, the whole campaign. And so I'm just excited to see what we come up with and what we do. And I'm excited about our events that are coming up, and that'll all be on the Great to Give LLS page. Our next event's actually April 11th. It's called Gals with Goals,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to be at the Peculiar Rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Friend of ours, Robert Nixon.
We know Robert.
So it's going to be upstairs. We're going to have a little social hour, some raffle items, and my friend Kyle Bridges, who is with Center City Partners, he actually sings and plays the guitar, so I roped him into giving us a half hour of music while we peruse the raffling stuff.
Yeah.
And then we'll go talk to listen to Kathy Savage. And so it's really good. Yeah,
yeah,
we're very excited about
so
it.
So this is really humbling. It's like coming from a place of gratitude as well, because, you know, these people, like, people have real issues, leukemia, cancer, and everything, and to be able to sit across from somebody who's dedicated to giving and helping out everyone else who are going through these life just tough circumstances, it's amazing. So thank you for everything that you're doing.
Yeah,
for them.
It's really cool. It's, and today, this week is Moped to Memphis.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Our buddy drives a moped from Clover, South Carolina,
yeah,
to Memphis, Tennessee. They raise money all year, and he hand delivers a check to St. Jude's.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Research Hospital in Memphis, and he does it every year during spring break because he's a teacher. And so
they put on this womanless beauty pageant. Chris was actually a contestant.
I felt like I should have won it.
He got cheated, I think.
Yeah.
But the important thing is the amount of money that they raised, and so he takes this moped, drives it through back roads all the way to these desolate areas and up the mountains, and he hand delivers this check to the St. Jude's. It's amazing.
That's awesome.
It's really, it takes them like 2 days to get there and then 2 days to get back.
He sounds like somebody I love. One of the things I love to do, because we were talking about this earlier, I'm kind of really a geek. I drive a Honda Element, and Honda Elements were discontinued. And I don't know if you know them. They're the toasters.
I used to have an Element, and I called her Ellie.
That's what mine is.
Oh,
mine
really?
Is Ellie. She's a 2004.
Okay.
Has over 156,000 miles on her.
Oh, poor Ellie.
No, she's all we've had to replace on her was the starter.
Oh, okay.
She's doing great.
Okay.
So there's a Honda Elements owners group on Facebook. And every few months we get together, and there'll be like 20 to 30 elements, and we'll be cruising around somewhere. And every Mother's Day weekend, it's the second weekend of May every year, which happens to be Mother's Day this year, we do Tail of the Dragon in Tennessee. Are you familiar with Tail of the Dragon?
No.
Oh my God, it's 11 miles. It has 311 turns in it.
Oh, geez.
Back and forth. Most of the time you see motorcyclists or Zs, you know, and then the Mini Coopers take over once in a while, so we have the Honda Elements come, and we're like going 25. But it's so much fun, and we love doing things. Like, Benny, one of the organizers, he's always on his motorcycle doing stuff for veterans and causes, and it's so great. When you find people, like, you end up making them family, so it's like, one of the Honda Elements, they were coming through, the owners, Amanda, was coming through to deliver a Basset Hound right around New Year's Eve, so I was like, well, just stop at my house and crash and, you know, have dinner with us. And they just join and we're part of the family, and it's really fun to see so many people doing creative things to help other people and making it your own way, which I think is very important in this world.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. We've had a chance to meet a lot of cool people doing a lot of cool things, and it's been pretty fun.
Well, you're cool. You're getting up on stage, Maria. More power to you. I cannot speak in public. I get so nervous. Like, I feel like I might throw up.
Yeah,
so.
That's why I had to stop, because it just tore me up inside. I would get so nervous and antsy all the time.
So how are you going to cope with that tonight?
I don't know. I'm gonna have to get through it, I guess. Doing the Womanless Beauty Pageant helped, because
it brought out your inner beauty.
Yeah, we did. Like there was like a evening gown. And then there was, what was it? We had three different outfits, and then we had to do like a talent. And so I did some comedy for the talent, and it went well. I was like, man, maybe I'll get back on stage.
That could be your gig. You can just dress up like a woman, get on stage, and tell jokes.
No, that'd be terrible. Terrible. Let's talk about some other things you got going on.
Okay.
This blog, I've been to the blog website. And,
yes.
How'd you get started with that? Food's a passion, I guess?
Food.
Join the club?
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes, I love food. As I was telling you earlier, I just flew back from Portland last night, and the food there was so amazing.
Portland?
Portland, Oregon, yeah.
What kind of food are they known for?
Everything. I mean, they are like the food truck capital. They have a whole square of different food trucks.
I need to get out more.
Just go around. Like they have a grilled cheese truck, and it's like this big, but they have like chicken sandwich, grilled cheese, like so many different types of grilled cheeses. Like my youngest son was like in heaven. He was like,
"Can I just tell you something? I think I make the best grilled cheeses."
No.
What do you mean, no?
There's no way that, A, anyone can make that claim, and B, it certainly ain't you.
No, my youngest son will say he makes the best grilled cheese.
Yeah, I make the best.
Well, depends on...
You guys have a cook-off.
Oh, we will.
We got this.
You're a
there's a few... Yeah. You have to have a skillet, and you have to melt the butter directly on the skillet. None of this spreading the butter on the bread. That's not going to cut.
Well, everyone has their own style.
Okay, but I'm just telling you how I'm going to win this competition.
Try this before we do this. This is what my son does. Duke's mayonnaise.
I know where you're going with. You do the Duke's instead of butter?
Both.
Oh.
So you put butter on the skillet, or on, we have like one of those little panini presses.
Yeah.
And then he does Duke's mayonnaise on both sides of the bread with the cheese, and then spread it down. It's like a hard
time. So he's got mayonnaise on the inside of the bread, not on the outside.
Both.
On the outs, so he's got four layers of mayonnaise? Goodness.
That boy loves his Duke's.
Like, well, Duke's is the best mayonnaise.
It is.
Come on, Miracle Whip.
Get that Yankee crap out
is
of here.
Is that still available? They still make Miracle Whip?
But come on, dude.
Yeah,
no.
let's not be.
I don't buy it.
Even Hellman's. Duke's is it. Duke's is that.
But, so you started a blog.
No, I used to. So when I was going through college, I was the first one out of my family to go to college. And it was a United Methodist private college, which private being the first college, I had to work three jobs to help pay. I had grants and student loans and scholarships, but you still need more money. Books are everly increasingly expensive. And so I worked at this little country western nightclub called Broncos, and it was a steakhouse, and then we would have bands playing and everything, but I worked at the steakhouse. I started off as a dishwasher when I was 15 and a half there. And then I started working, and even through college I worked it, and I slowly, within a year, came to work the grill, and I started cooking, and I found that I just love to cook. It's so fascinating to see what you can do with the same ingredients and make things taste differently based upon proportions and everything. And then, so I just always loved it. And then I had kids, and you go through the white phase, right? The yellow phase. It's everything's pasta or cheese or grilled cheese and everything. So I started coming up with ways to hide vegetables, you know, pureed carrots and spinach into chocolate brownies. You do like cauliflower and you mix it in with the mac and cheese so they don't see it, but they're getting those stuff. And then my oldest Alexander, he decided he loves the kitchen, and so we just started cooking. And my mother-in-law hates it when she comes over for dinner, and I'll have like 15 people over. She's like, what are we having tonight? And I'm like, da 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 da. And she's like, I haven't had that before. I was like, either have I. Yeah. And she's like, why are you trying out new recipes?
Why are you experimenting on us?
I was like, because you guys are giving me honest opinions. Yeah. Like, you know, it's an easy way to find out things. So I love doing that. I've always loved cooking. I find it's just so much fun. And it's really, you know, the kitchen's the heart of the home. And it doesn't matter the size of the kitchen. It doesn't matter, you know, whether you have granite or laminate. It just depends on just creating that togetherness and creating a meal and then enjoying it and then making everybody else clean because you cooked.
That used to be the rule in my house. It's like, hey, you cook, and I'll clean whatever you want. Or I'll clean whatever. So. Yeah.
But that's the rule in our house.
Yeah. You cook it, everybody else cleans it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so very cool. So
thank you.
I was going to tell Brian, do you know where she almost went while she was in Portland?
Don't tell me. Oh, yeah, I know. Goonies. Something with Goonies. Right?
Yes. I was going to go. Yep. And we only had a day.
So let me ask you this. Okay, so like the site, like the rocks and everything, like the location.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You've seen the Goonies.
Yes.
I've been watching the Goonies over the past year with my daughter, on average, 3 times a week.
My boys love it. They get so excited. We have Friday nights on mom's movie nights because living in a house full of boys, like I always watch a lot of different things, so I always introduce them to things that I liked growing up. And when I first introduced them to the Goonies, they were like, "This is the best thing
it is amazing.
Ever."
I still so love it. I don't get tired of it.
Hey, you guys!
Yeah.
Like, you just
let me ask you this. I've noticed a lot of continuity errors.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Because you watch it so many times.
Yes.
Here's the one that sticks out with me the most. At the end, you know, the reporters are asking all the kids, you know, walking the plank was scary. Data says something about an octopus.
Oh, yes.
There was no octopus in the
movie. No, there was in the original.
It was deleted.
And yeah. So when, before, there's two versions of the film. The one that was released for all the consumers. But there was one version that went to the panel first. There was like this consumer panels where they watched the movie, you get an idea for it. And they felt that the octopus one was made the story too long and too unrealistic. Because it's a giant octopus. If you haven't seen it. Like, have you seen the giant octopus
No.
scene?
Yes, I have.
Where is it available?
Deleted scenes on a
deleted
DVD.
Deleted scenes.
Oh, is it on
the
DVD?
Yeah,
it's on the deleted
it was kind
scenes.
Of ridiculous.
And you can watch it. I think some of the last time they released it on DVD, I think you could watch it with the extended scenes. Kind of like how they do that now where you can watch the version or whatever. I don't know if they have that there, but the scene is the walking, the on the abandoned ship inside the rock formation, and they have to jump off because the brothers are like, you have to go, da, da. And so they all jump in, and then all of a sudden, like, there's an octopus.
Yeah.
Like, it comes up, and it's like the craziest scene.
There's a few things I want to talk about the Goonies. That pirate ship is literally 100 feet from... So literally, they could have just went back the next day, moved a rock, and there's the gold.
Yes. But no, they had to blow up the rocks. To
yeah,
get
the dynamite. Yeah. Stupid Data thought it was candles. It was dynamite. Also, they need...
The movie trap.
There needs to be... there needs to be artificial intelligence, a virtual reality app where we can go on an adventure like that.
That would be awesome.
Wouldn't it? We can ride down the water slides. We can go on the ship. We can fight the Fratellis. This is a multi-million dollar idea.
We've talked about it before.
It
yeah.
And who?
And the fact that there hasn't been a Sloth and Chunk spinoff?
Oh, I know.
Or a One-Eyed Willy prequel? It's criminal.
And I keep hearing these rumblings that they're going to remake Goonies. I'm like, don't remake it. Build off of it. Stop doing the remakes. Get creative.
Yeah. Like, a remake of that would just be a shame.
Or a sequel. I heard for 20 years they're doing a sequel, but they're all like, you know, 50 years old right now.
Yeah, you have to go backwards. Yeah. Kind of like, you know, like how Star Wars did. They gave you that and you had to work your way, even though...
I would love to see a One-Eyed... or a Fratelli spinoff prequel that... And let me tell you something about this prison guard guy.
Oh.
If I ever go to jail, I want to go to that jail, because all he had to do is hit somebody, knock them out, and just walk out. And the cops are walking out, putting their jackets on.
Yeah. They're like, they just have coffee break. Sorry, man.
Yeah.
And they had all that time to put all the gasoline around the building. And like, nobody was like, hey, why do you have a gas tank?
Nobody looks out the window.
But Mama Fratelli was a genius. And let me tell you why. She planned that so great with the ORV race. She nailed the itinerary down perfect. So kudos to Mama Fratelli.
Yeah, she was the cruise director, man. She had that crap down. She's like, this is what we're doing. Gotta be on schedule.
She put up with a lot. She dropped Sloth's heavy self.
Couple times.
Poor guy.
Only once.
Okay, maybe twice. We can talk for hours on the go.
Oh my god,
make
them
jump rope. All right, well, let's wrap up. It's an amazing story. I'm proud of all the cool things that you're doing.
Thank you.
But yeah, take the last minute or so and just kind of remind people who you are and what you do, and then how can people get in touch with you, and how can people support your campaign for Woman of the Year?
Yes, so running for Woman of the Year for the LLS 2018 campaign, going to be Woman of the Year, want to raise $210,000. I figured it sounds like a lot, but if everybody I know, if I don't know, if everybody gives me like $50, dude, we've done it. We've blown it out of proportion. We have great events coming up. We have workout events on April 29th and March 24th, both in Uptown. They're going to be hour-long workout events, and you just pay a cover. I think it's like $10, I think is what it is. There'll be raffles there, but you'll get to meet with like 5 different instructors to give you 5 different workouts to feel the differences. So any fitness level is welcome. It's great. And then we have the Gals with Goals on April 11th. And if you want to get in touch with us, the best way is hashtag #GreatToTheNumber2Give on Instagram, or Great2GiveLLS on the Facebook page. And you'll see all our information there. And you can always just search Carrie Greathouse. And I pop up, especially if you do Carrie Greathouse Realtor.
Okay.
I'm the only Greathouse.
There's a good house. Yeah. I'm a great,
there's a couple of good houses here, but you know.
I'll show you the great house. And I'm very excited, and I hope you know, to reach my goal, and not only reach it, but I want to surpass it. And I'm slightly competitive, so I want to get this going and set the bar even higher for next year.
Yes, yes. All right. Well, Carrie, thank you for coming on the Jones Zone. It was a pleasure to have you.
Amy.
Thanks so much for listening to the Jones Zone podcast with Chris and Brian Jones. We'll catch you on the next episode.